Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, see the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back into football and bring in Olathe North coach Chris McCartney. And coach, it's a semifinal game. There's only three games on the Kansas side, so it's a Remax Big Three game. You guys, great win over Shawnee Mission East. I think everybody knew it was going to be close coming in, and you guys do a good job of beating them 24-21 last week, and now you've got Blue Valley North coming to your place. How exciting is it to be where you're at right now, and how do you feel like your team is playing?
We're really happy to be in this game. You know, we've worked hard. We just kind of quietly kept going about business, and you know, this is what happens whenever you work hard, you know, that's kind of what we're selling to our kids, so we're excited.
Coach, as you think back on the first 11 games that you've played this year, what are the strengths of your defense going into this contest with Blue Valley North?
Well, I think, you know, we've gotten better in the pass game. We have some guys back there that I think at one point early in the season were questioning themselves somewhat, and now we just shored up some things. Made some changes with our coverage a little bit, and kind of got our secondary going. And you know, we still have things that we need to work on, but especially this week, you know, we're going to need a good secondary back there to help take care of the pass.
Well, you're playing a team that's going to throw it. There's no doubt about that. They've got Graham Mertz. Burt, the receiver's got 1,500 yards. Amari Pesek-Hexon's almost got 2,000 combined yards. You've played some teams that like to throw it. You played Shawnee Mission East twice. You played Olathe South twice. Has that helped you? I know the Blue Valley North may be different, but does that help those guys just get that experience and be ready for a passing attack like this?
Yeah, I mean, you can't prepare for Blue Valley North. I mean, you definitely can't prepare for them in practice. It's something that, we're going to have to adjust to the quality of their routes and the speed at which he gets rid of the ball. And it's just going to, over the season, you know, we were seeing live action, and it really helped, it's helped us get better in the secondary versus just practicing like we do all summer. And so I think hopefully we've gotten better, and we're able to do something on Friday night.
Coach, for those of us who follow Sunflower League football over the years, we know what Olathe North is all about. Talk to us for just a few minutes offensively about your offensive line and how you feel they'll be able to control the line of scrimmage against Blue Valley North.
Well, we're going to have to work hard. Blue Valley North has definitely gotten a lot better on defense over the season. They have some inexperienced guys. They had a whole bunch of new guys, but they've got to be really good, and our guys are going to have to be solid, be smart. They throw 1,000 different looks at you, so we're going to have to pick up on those different combinations of what they're doing. And, our guys have done a good job so this far in the season, so hopefully that continues for us and we have success.
I know you'll take a quick score any time, but how nice would it be to have several long drives against Blue Valley North?
Absolutely. while our defense has been trying to get better all year long, our offense has been our best defense, and it kind of played out that's the way that the game was last week against Shawnee Mission East. We just happened to go ahead and keep the ball out of their hands, so they didn't have that last drive like they did the first time we played them. And we're hoping we can utilize the clock to our advantage in the same regard this week.
Coach, when you talk about last week and playing against Shawnee Mission East defense, you guys must have done a really good job of sustaining offensive blocks because they run well to the football and don't like to stay blocked. So that had to be a good plus for going into this week.
Yeah, our guys have gotten really good, and we're really proud of them. They work hard. They're not extremely big, but they are pretty strong in the weight room, and they are very dedicated, and they have really become a good cohesive.
Well, tell me this. I mean, Arlen Bruce IV and Damon Sanchez have been just such great backs for you. I mean, I know Arlen plays quarterback and kind of keys thing for you. How has it been for them to get better as the season's gone on? It seems like they're playing their best football at the right time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, those guys are competitors. And, you know, when they're in a zone, they're pretty dangerous. And we feel like that right now, you know, they're really clicking on all cylinders, and we're definitely going to need them to be, you know, going full speed on Friday.
Coach, great call last week at the end of the game when you put it in Sanchez's hands, went 72 yards, exactly what you knew he'd do, right?
Yes, exactly. That's a great play call. I don't call the offense, but I think I would call that if I were calling the offense.
So you're not going to take credit for that call on this one. This is your chance right here. I don't think anybody else will hear it.
Brian McCall's our offensive coordinator. He does a great job, and he's done it for several years. So yeah, he's a smart guy.
Well, Coach, good luck this week, and we really appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.